Hey guys, welcome to Girls Talk Ag. This is Jen, and Angie left me in charge. Go figure. I kind of feel like an adult here. Karen's with me, and we have a special Girl Talk Ag with us. Welcome, Bristol.
Say hello.
Oh, come on. You can't not talk now. Just say hello. Say hi, Jen.
Hello, Bristol.
Oh, this is going to fail if you don't talk.
I want to hear all that. Okay, you don't have to talk right now. Just listen for a little bit. First of all, welcome, Karen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I survived a nutrient management seminar of 4 hours this morning with a four-year-old by my side, so that's always good.
So is that where the bugs were doing it? Is that the seminar you were at this morning?
No, that was a webinar I was watching.
Oh, so we're webinar, seminaring.
He decided to put on the slide.
All right, awesome. First of all, we are a part of Global Ag Network. Really been great for us. We've loved it. Tons of good podcasts. So check them out. Okay, so are you ready to talk, Bristol? Am I too excited for you? Do I need to chill out a little bit, Bristol?
She's nodding yes, not that you can see.
Okay.
Can you just say hello to the microphone? Well, how are you going to podcast if you don't talk? This is like where it goes bad, like in animal shows where they don't pay attention to their cues.
So, Bristol, tell me, or shake your head, would you rather mommy ask you questions than me?
Do you want to just talk to me? Okay, she says yes. So the reason we brought Bristol on today is to talk about National Ag Day. So why do you like to celebrate Ag Day, Bristol? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's important or you just think we shouldn't do it?
It's important.
It's important? Why is it important?
So they can teach people how to get food.
Oh, I'm sitting here with my hand up. I know, Bristol. Can I answer?
She said yes, but she said so we could teach people about food, but she said it so quietly. I don't know if the microphone picked it up.
So I think that Bristol did a fantastic job last year. I was super excited last year when you and Bristol were telling me about what you guys did for her preschool class, and now you get to do it for her kindergarten class. I think that Bristol gets to pick out, you and Bristol both pick out a ton of fun stuff to, like, give the kids. Can you tell me what you gave the kids last year and what's on your list this year, Bristol?
Do you remember any of the stuff that we put in the goodie bags, Bristol? Well, what do you remember?
That we had, like, this plain cotton ball and then one from a field.
Yeah, we used a cotton ball that we use here in the house, and we had a cotton bowl also so the kids could see the difference.
And then we had a piggy eraser.
A piggy eraser, always popular. I bet Jen wants one of those, too.
I do.
And, like, these, a coloring book.
Yep, and soybean crayons made from soybeans.
Yes.
What else?
We have, like, these things about pumpkins and, like, corn and stuff.
Right. We got Ag magazines from our local Farm Bureau, and we did corn and soybeans and pumpkins because their preschool is in Morton, and Morton is the pumpkin capital of the world. It's where they can all the pumpkins for what?
That's awesome.
To have pumpkin pie.
To have pumpkin pie. Do you remember what else we put in the goodie bags? Was there a necklace in there? A really cool necklace?
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Corn.
It was a corn, an ear of corn necklace.
Mommy has one.
Yep, I had one, but we found more online for the rest of the kids. Let's see, we also had bookmarks.
Yeah.
And stickers.
Yeah.
And
wait,
beef sticks.
Yeah.
What else do we have in there? Anything you can remember? What book did we put in? Do you remember?
Meat Pete.
Yay! Yes. We gave everyone in their class and in Mara's class a Meat Pete book.
That's awesome, Bristol. I think my favorite thing about your bag was, because your mom sent me pictures when you did it, was that while we grow corn and soybeans around here, and there's beef cattle and hogs, and like you said, you did the pumpkins. I think the cotton might have been my favorite thing because we don't grow cotton around here, but you took into account all of ag across the United States, and I think that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, we were going to put in wool, but like the week before, one of the other kids had brought some wool to school, so I figured I'm not going to go through the effort to do that if they've already seen it so recently.
But I think it's really cool that you guys included not just what we grow here in the Midwest and the state we live in and around, but that ag is like worldwide and nationwide, and that we need to keep that in mind as well.
Oh, the other thing we put in there too was a thing of popcorn, microwave popcorn.
Because everybody loves popcorn, right?
And I'm reminded of that because she just tried to grab a bag of popcorn and eat it while she was podcasting.
What do you think you are, Angie? I know. We do have to have our snacks, don't we? So you're doing a new one for kindergarten this year now. Does she have a lot of the same kids in her class?
Not at all.
Oh.
I have new
kids. Okay, so
I was the only one in my class who had nobody.
Yeah, she was the only one from her preschool that went to this kindergarten. So celebrating Ag Day will be new for all of the kids this year. Back to the kindergarten teacher, and we're also teaming up with our local Woodford County Farm Bureau, and they're going to come help us do an Ag in the Classroom presentation.
That's a great idea.
Go ahead, tell them what we're going to do.
We're going to have, like, these necklaces that have, like, these seeds on them where they grow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Ag and Environment in the Classroom, we got a living seed necklace kit. And it's super cute. It has these little, they can each make a necklace. And it has, you put a soybean seed. You don't have to open it. They can't see you, Bristol. It's okay. Yeah, they have a soybean seed that you wrap in a little brown paper towel and you wet it. And then they put in a little tissue paper sun and some confetti that shows nutrients. And then they blow into it for carbon dioxide. And they tie them shut, and they're supposed to germinate within a couple of hours. And then they can wear their living seed necklace. And if they want, they can plant it when they get home. Plant it, yes.
Why do we plant a necklace?
Well, you plant the seed so you can grow soybean plants.
Ah.
Obviously, I have to teach my own kid before we get there. So. And then adding to that, we also, from the same place, we got, they have a classroom kit which has all different kinds of crop seeds and then pictures of the plant.
Oh, that'd be awesome. So they get to take the necklaces home and watch them, but then they'll have something there in class to watch grow too.
Well, it's just pictures of the different plants that go with the seed. It's like flashcards and then the actual crop seeds.
Oh, so they're not planting those. They're just math, kind of like a matching game maybe, or not really matching, but an identification game.
Yes.
Cool.
And then we might also have another special guest.
Daddy and the drone.
Daddy and the drone.
No
way.
So.
Are you super excited about that?
Yes, I think she's excited. Daddy doesn't get to go to the preschool class very often, or the kindergarten. You're in kindergarten. Sorry. Major mom faux pas here. Wrong kid.
So, and he's going to talk about how he uses the drone in agriculture.
Yeah, but I think he'll probably maybe, if it's safe, there's a field next to the classroom. Maybe he'll fly it a bit, maybe take a class picture.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it, Bristol?
She's nodding. There she goes. Nodding doesn't work on a podcast, sorry. And then we have a special, we ordered some sugar cookies that were decorated with farm theme.
Like what we did, we gave Daddy those cookies, put tractors on them, and one looked like his.
Yeah, we did. Daddy did have the cookies that looked just like his 560 tractor. Yep.
I remember those. It is Ag Day, Bristol, for your school.
I think we're going to do March 11th.
So really, somebody correct me if I'm wrong here. March is kind of like celebrate Ag Month, and then there's like different weeks that maybe different states do.
Yeah, I think the actual date might be like the 12th, but I'd say, well, you can celebrate any day you want. You don't have to wait till March, but we're going to do that week in March because the week after is their spring break.
And so you went to the teacher, right, and just said, you know, Bristol wants to celebrate Ag, and this is what we'd like to do, and you just kind of checked with the teacher? Is
that
what you did?
Yeah, I initiated it and just said, hey, this is something that we did with the preschools. You know, would you be open to have us do a National Ag Day celebration in your class? And she said, sure. I approached her a month or so ago just to make sure that she could get it, you know, on the calendar. And so she was open to it. And then the other thing we do while we're there, and we do this for the preschools too, is that we donate ag books that they can keep in their classroom.
Oh, yeah, Mommy. What did we get our class, Mommy?
And I was just going to go through a couple of them, and I told you I would have them.
I think the key here is that definitely talk to the school ahead of time, but it's never too late. Like, if you want to shoot an email out today, any little step in the right direction is the way to go.
So,
and like you said, donating the books to the school is an awesome. in the classroom.
Right. So the ones we got for this year are Right This Very Minute, A Table to Farm book about food and farming by Lisa Detlefsen, I believe. And then there's another series called Who Made My Lunch? And it goes from wheat to bread, which is by Bridget.
Oh, that's cool.
But there's a From Wheat to Bread, From Milk to Ice Cream, From Milk to Cheese, From Peanuts to Peanut Butter, From Cocoa Beans to Chocolate. And I believe there's also one for jelly. And then the last one we got here is PB&J Hooray by Janet Nolan. So.
I think I'm going to put together a list of these, put them on FarmWife Feeds, and kind of what you guys do, what you and Bristol like to do for the kids, and some links to where, so it's easy to find this stuff, because I think it's a great idea. I love it.
And there was one more book I got for Mara's class. When I got each of them the Meat Heat book last year, and so this year I got Maple Syrup from the Sugar House, which is Lori Lazaro Knowlton, and that one was actually on their Scholastic book order last month. So I got each of those books for $4 a piece. So it doesn't always have to be a kid.
Oh, that's cool. No, it doesn't have to be expensive at all. It's like you can do as little or as much as you want. It all counts.
Right, and you can donate one book, or you can donate, you know, however many you want. There's no no limits, no judgment. So any type of community engagement for National Ag Day, I think, is a good thing.
I have been taking Meat Pete books and putting them in little libraries that towns now have, little towns, or those little free libraries or whatever they're called.
Oh, yeah, we did that with one of the Meat Pete books last year, too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, and then just, you know, put them in there, and they're there for kids to look at and get them in classrooms. I think that's a great idea. I love that Bristol loves to do that.
And you can actually go, I think it's like a littlefreelibraries.com, and you can find where they all are, because they mark them on the map, and you can find your nearest one and put them in the library.
That's a great idea. I want to, you know, Chris has his motorcycle, and when we go riding, I always see those, and I always want to carry Meat Pete books with me and stick them in there when we see them. So it's good to know that there's a website to see where they're at. So what's your favorite thing to do for your class on Ag Day? Do you help get up and help mom and dad talk about farming and agriculture?
Mommy said she'll let me do the presentation with her. Mama.
It's so funny. She's never this timid, and you put a microphone in front of her, and then she doesn't say anything. She just kind of looked at me funny.
No, she's not. Okay, well, is there anything else you want to tell us, Bristol?
Do you want to say anything? What do you want to say?
Book Mommy got that. She has, like, a bunch of them. She bought, like, a bunch.
Okay.
Can you tell everybody to celebrate National Ag Day like you do?
Hey, happy National Agriculture Day. Celebrate it with your community.
Yeah.
I think if we had Mara on here, Mara would be talking nonstop.
That's all right. I think Bristol does a great job. She may not want to share it on a podcast, but she shares it with her class, and I think that's amazing.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Well, we're very proud of you, Bristol. All right, guys. Karen, both you and I can leave some links to stuff on Twitter and Facebook, our Facebook page, to where you're getting all this wonderful stuff, because you really kind of, course, you love Itsy, and some of you, like, cotton came from Itsy.
I came off of Itsy, yep. I had, probably you have to kind of, if that's something that you want, you can get it off of Itsy, but, I mean, if you get on the ball, or the bowl, ha, 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 you can talk to a cotton farmer, but by the time I had done it, you know, by this time of the year, they're not really harvesting cotton right now, so.
Okay. And like I said, you can be sure to check with your Farm Bureau and your checkoff organizations in your state, because they all have things that they can contribute. If you're willing to share agriculture, I know they'd be more than willing to help you get that job done. Would you agree with
definitely.
That?
Definitely. We had gotten the ag mags and the coloring books and the crayons all straight from our local Farm Bureau.
Yeah, and I would think that the state soybeans could share. State soybean checkoffs could share the crowns as well, and might have other things that they can share for free goodies. Anything else?
Nope, I think that's it. Just make sure, you know, it's a great opportunity for all of you to engage with your communities, and we encourage you to do so.
All right, we'll see you later.